Yeah. Okay. Today is Daf Yud Ches of Masechtas Avodah Zarah. Today's one of the most famous Daf in Shas. Everybody knows about this Daf. One of the most famous for sure. Great stuff. We're on the. We'll start from the third line from the bottom. The third wide line from the bottom on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, where it says, "Aisuhu l'Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyon." They caught and they brought Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyon. Amrule. And they, the Romans, said to him, "Amayka asakta ba'oraisa? Why did you learn Torah?" Explains the Marsha. You know, 5 minutes ago, they went to Rehuda Rav who? They went to review Elazar ben Prata and said to him, "Why did you, my time of tonnet?" And here it says, "My time of asakta ba'Torah." What's the difference? So the difference is that Rehuda ben Prata was learning the Yechidus. He could say, "I wasn't really learning, I was just daydreaming, I was just whatever." Where Rishina ben Tradyon taught Torah Barabbim, which is Sefer Torah. It's very difficult to get out of that. So they asked him point blank, "Why were you Osakta Ba'araisa?" There was a decree, now how to do that. Amalahu, he said to them, "Kasher Tivani Hashem Alokai, Kasher Tivani Hashem Alokai." That's what I'm commanded to do. That's what I'm commanded to you. Miyad, Gazir Olav, Lusrefa, they will go so that he should be burnt. V'al ishto bahariga, his wife killed. V'al bito leishi bekuba shalzonis, and his daughter should go to a den of harlots. Allah was sreifa. The reason why he was determined to go to sreifa, shahaya hoga et Hashem ba'osiosav, because he will explain what that means in a minute. He said Hashem's name, right? Ba'osiosav. Look at Rashi, the last Rashi of Amud Beis, where it says lama v'sreifa. Lama nanish ka? How would you punish like this? Lefisha haya hoge es Hashem ba'osi yosav. The Gemara says, he was hoge es Hashem ba'osi yosav. What does that mean? That means, darsho ba'arba mushtaim osios. He was dorish the 42 letter name of Hashem. Ba'osi ba'mashu u'chetim. And he did whatever he wanted. Some kind of magic with the 42 letter name of Hashem. What does that mean? I have no idea. Look at Tosus. Look at top Tosus. Pirush HaKuntres, Rashi says, Shadarshu Memez Osios, Osebo Ma Shuchofe. Right? He used the voice of the name and did whatever he wanted. Verov HaOlam, but the rest of the world, Mepharshim, explains, Shayakore Bepeh, he would be saying with his mouth, Osios Shalshin HaMiyuchad, the name of Hashem, it should say Ki. Ki Osios Shalshar Tevos. Like other words. He would say the name of Hashem like other words. That's what he did wrong. V'zeh ein lasos. You're not allowed to do that. K'dam perak b'psachim, sof perak eil obrin, lo k'shani g'nichtav ani nikra. Says Hashem, I'm not written the way I'm read. Ani nichtav b'yud hey. I'm written, it says yud, then a hey, then a vav, and a hey. V'nikra b'alav dalav. We don't read the yud hey word. We read it as Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Nobody ever. No Jew will ever do that. Right? Now to do that. You know how to read Hashem's name the way it's pronounced. Whenever we see a Yud in a Hay and a Vav in a Hay, we read it Ado. Right? Not if you see the Machadim. And then Tosfos goes on to say fascinating things. Venira Lari. Shein Lahadzkir Af Osios Yud Hay. You're not even allowed to mention the yud and the hay alone. Forget the vav and the hay. Kimoshu regilin with the olam, like the whole world does it. Shara yud hay hu sheinu miyuchad. It's also part of Hashem's name. It's also a special name. Ba'od niru l'hai rav yo elchanan, ki gam ein lahadkir aleph dalav me'ado me'aleph dalav nun yud. You can't even mention aleph dalav. Says rav yo elchanan, and Pali tells us. Why? Ka aleph dalav me'aleph dalav. Yud hay me'ashen, ein nimchakin. You can't erase that. You can't. It's the same thing. Then Tosfos says, "Shin dalav meshakai, tzadik beiz mitzvakos nimchakin." That you can erase. That is no shaila like that. V'chein hagirsa, pirush Rabbeinu Chananel, mashma shalav dalav me'alav dalav hu shein kimo yudhei me'ashem. Right? Umihu he said, "Nir l'ri lahatir." No, you're gonna after the word alav dalav. Can't say Aleph Dalet together. Ad, why? I said it was because Kivin Dol Nimsa B'Ksuv Dema Shu Nimsa. Sorry, Kivin Dolo Nimsa B'Ksuv. There's no word like that in Tanakh. There's no word like that. Yud and a Hey isn't Tanakh. It's in the Torah even.
in very few places. But it's in the Torah, a yud and a hey, right? As far as I know, it's in two places. They're both in the same parasha. Right, where's yud and a hey appear in the Torah? Say every single morning. What? Az Yashir. Aziv Zimros Ka. There you go. You I told you the last pasuk of Bishalach. Kiyad al Kase Ka. Right? And Rashi there says, Hashem's name is incomplete. The key thing is incomplete as long as the Malach is in the world. Right? So it says Tosfos, you don't have such a thing about Aleph Dalet. The word about it Tosfos says you're not allowed to say it. So it says Zuri over here, that doesn't make any sense. He says, Damashu Nimsa Kasub Svarim. Sometimes you find it written in Svarim. Yeah, Yeshua Shah Sofrim Kasvul came. Yeah, Sofer's right like that. But below Nichnam the Lahatkir is Hashem. They don't mean to mention Hashem's name. Maybe it's an abbreviation, maybe it's just a symbol. So that, I don't know if there's an answer for that. Anyway, what's it all doing here? Because the whole Shiloh, what do we claim in charge and hold? What do we claim in charge of the Vela? According to Rashi, it's a mystical thing. According to Tosva, it's not a mystical thing. He said Hashem's name the way it's written, which is never pronounced, and he pronounced it that way. The Hechi, what was the Chidim Hashem thinking? Bat Nan, on the second line of the Gemara, Bat Nan. Elu She'ein Lem Chelik Olam Haba. These are the following people that don't have Olam Haba. Omer, Ein Torah Ben HaShemayim. Vein Tchiyat Semetim Ben HaTorah. Abba Shal Omer, Af HaHog Es HaShem Ba'osi Yosav. Right? Now, Yechid Ben Chadim is a Tana. He's allowed to argue on Abba Shal. Gemara doesn't give that answer. The Gemara assumed that no one argues on Abba Shal, and even Yechid Ben Chadim didn't argue. The Gemara answers, he did it only to learn, or maybe only to teach. Kidatanya, lo tilmod lato. You're not allowed to learn to do it. Avol atalamad lahavin. You could do it to understand. Lahoro to teach. So then, my time they punished. Then why was he punished? Right. So the Gemara says, mishemoga es Hashem before Hestia. You know why he was punished? Because he did it in public. Look at Kaprashi. Umihu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Medaktik Im HaTzadikim Kechut HaTzayra. For me and you to do that, that's not a sin. We're teaching. We're teaching Dayanim. They're going to be in the Bezdin. This might come up. We have to know what it sounds like. That's not a problem with a regular person. Rechidi Ben Chadim is not a regular person. He's judged with a finer lens. Vafilu Lehislamet Yesh Lachosh L'chavot Harav. Even to teach, he should have been mocked for the cover of his Rebbe. Who's his Rebbe? Hashem. Rashi calls him cover of Rab. It means Hashem. He should have been mocked for the cover of Hashem. Ukra de lo tilmod lasos. The Pasuk says, you're not allowed to learn to do it. What does that mean? Miliach minaita tukma. That means other things. Kimo, mitios, bikishun, mitzahedrit, kishuf. Those kinds of things. That you're allowed to learn how to do it because These magicians are going to come in front of you in bed. You got to know what magic is all about. That's what you're allowed to learn that to know what it is, right? Or the Dumas Tzur or Tlavanas or Gamliel. Maybe you have to know what the moon looks like, even though it's a little bit of a Vodah Zarah. You got to know what it looks like for the agent. That you're allowed to learn stuff that you can't learn that Stamazoi. You can't practice that Stamazoi, but you want to do it to know how to learn to teach Kishuv. That you can do. Hashem saying no way. That's when he was punished. Okay, it's very difficult because as Rashi himself admits, Zikim are redacted to set a type. Right? Now, Davi Alishta Lahariga, why was the wife punished? Delo Michabe, because she didn't protest to this. Mikan, Amru, call me, she HBO, the Limchos, Ve'enamoche, Nana Shalom. You have the ability to stop something and you don't, which is considered your fault also. The Albito, Lacey Bakuba Shalzonas, why was the daughter destined to go to a house of ill repute? What she do wrong? One time, she was once walking before the great people of the Tin Hadorah says this is a town in Israel. It's not Rome. It's a town in Israel. But Amru, Kama knows Psyosa Shalribazet. She overheard the guy say, oh, look at that pretty girl walking down the street. Right? They overheard that. She overheard two men speaking about her. Miyad, right? What she do? Diktika b'psiyo seha. She was very medactic how she was walking now, because she knows they're watching her. And she knows they're enjoying it. She's punished for that.
The Hainu the armor of Shimon ben Lakish, my deceive Avon Akeva Yisivu Avonos Shadam Dashba Akeva Baal Mazeh. The
things that you trample on, really, it's a play on the word. Really means the light mitzvah. Mitzvah nobody takes seriously.
That's what it really means. Mesubin lo liyom adin.
They're prepared for you for the yom adin. In other words, play on the word. She didn't do anything light, but it's the walking that she did. So ilu, you know, the walking that she did caused her to have a downfall. The Chassam Sofer says it doesn't make any sense to say that the wife was punished because she didn't protest to the fact that the Hanina ben Shradion was saying Hashem's name to Rabbi. Because why does he have to hold from her shikra? So she was the Rebbe. Therefore, the Chassam Sofer answers what the wife didn't protest to was the daughter. She didn't protest. She knew the daughter was such a kind of person. Right? She knew what the daughter was all about. She didn't protest to the daughter's behavior. The husband's behavior, what? She did tell him, the halacha says, Abishol says, Einel Chel Kol Vabot. He's not going to listen to her. I didn't say what Abishol says. I'm arguing on him. I'm saying it's okay. Sometimes the kids ask me, she didn't protest to that. No, to the daughter's behavior, she didn't protest. But she's the mother. Right? That's where she was punished. Okay. Bishash, what? Makes a lot of sense. What?
Right. Right.
At the time when this happened, all three of them were siddik the din. They all justified the din.
Who amar? Rabbi Chanina ben Shadion said, "Hatzor tamim pa'alo."
Right. The tour of the rock is all perfect.
Ishto amra kelemun of ein avel.
No avon in Hashem.
Bito amra gadol ha'etziv rav halila sharenecha pekuchos akol darche. Fine. Amr Rebbe said, Rebbe, kama gadolim tzadikim halola, how great were these people? Shenizdamnu lehem shalosh mikros shal tzadik adin b'shas tzadik adin. They were able to have tzadik adin at the moment of tzadik adin. Right? How great that is. So by the way, who's Yechidin ben Shadion's son-in-law? Who's Yechidin ben Shadion's son-in-law? Who's Yechidin ben Shadion's daughter? Not this though, the other daughter. We'll have it in a few minutes. Yechidin ben Shadion's other daughter was Bruria, married to Reb Meir. Reb Meir's father was Chanina ben Shadion. We're going to have that in a minute. Today's stop is why Reb Meir is called the Meir of Alamein. What needs did he do? Right, today's stop. Before we get to that, we have to get to the death of Reb Chanina ben Shadion. It's very sad. It's one of the Asar HaRuge Malchus. So yesterday, Michael said that the 10th person of the Asar HaRuge Malchus the 10th person was Reuben. But he had a shtickle bit of a... Right, so the other pshatim are, the Rakatis, this mystical pshat, is the 10th brother that was included in the sale of Yosef was Hashem himself. Why? Because Yaakov never found out. Right, they made a shavua, they're not going to tell Yaakov. The brothers made a shavua, and they included Hashem in the shavua. Which is why Hashem never told Yaakov that Yosef still alive. Right, so the 10th, that's a mystical thing. Right? Okay. Tamar Rabban, Kishachal Rabbi Yossi ben Kitzma, when Rabbi Yossi ben Kitzma got sick, Halach Rabbi Yechanina ben Chajim Lebakro. Rabbi Yechanina ben Chajim went to visit him. Amalav, Chanina Achi, Chanina my brother, Yeti Adesh, Umazu min Hashemayim, Hamlucha, don't you know that this nation from heaven, this nation, this Roman, the Romans, have been given a permission from heaven to rule? Shechri Ves Beto, they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, Vesar Fes Echalo, they burnt the Hechal, Baharagat Chasidav, they killed the righteous ones, va'av the etuvav, they lost the good ones. Is that what it means? They lost the good ones? What does that mean? They lost the good ones?
Yes.
Okay, they caused the good ones to perish. But Dainikim, they're still around. Vani Shamatisha Alepha Sha'ata Yoshi Baosek Batorah. I heard you teaching Torah. Umaka kills Viralim in public, but say Torah Munakha Bekekha. And you have a Sefer Torah also in your chest. What's the matter with you? It's very difficult tomorrow here. Very difficult conversation. Amalo, Yechidin answers back, Min HaShemayim Mirachamu. Hashem shouldn't be Harachamim. Amalo, Ani Omelecha Dvar Shaltam. I'm telling you Tachlis. Da'ata, Omer, Lot Liam and Hashem Yerachmu.
Are you telling me Hashem won't take care of it?
You're going to go play in traffic. It's that Hashem's going to take care of me. Right? Right? That's exactly what Yosef and Kisman say. You want to go play in traffic? Oh, Hashem's going to worry, protect me. Don't worry about it. Tamani, I'm going to wonder. I'm wondering if you're even going to survive this. You're not going to get killed together with Sefer Torah. I'm a low Rebbe. Ma'ani l'chaye olam haba. Do I have olam haba? Why is he asking Yosef and Kisman if he has olam haba? How does Yosef and Kisman know? Very difficult tomorrow here. I'm a low. Do you have any zechutim? Do you have any zechutim? Amalo, he says, yeah. So he says, yeah, I do have zechutim. What's the zechut? Mal shel Purim, nitzchal puliv, mal shel tzedakah. I was collecting money for Purim, and it got mixed up in my pocket with some tzedakah money, and I wasn't sure which one was which. Then I got them on him, so I gave the whole thing to that name. I was mavater with my mom. I wasn't sure what to do. Even though we said yesterday, Yechidim ben Chajim didn't know how to do chesed properly. Right? And here's the one. Amalo, so he tells him back, oh, if that's what you did, Cain, Mechalkecha, Yehi, Chalki, right, my chalik should be with your chalik, Umigorelcha, Yigorali, and my goal should be a lot to be with you. In other words, that might help you. Amru, they said, the story continues, wasn't that long later, Ashnifta Yosef Mekisma died. He must have been some dignitary. All the notables of Rome came to Lekevro to bury him. Vesidu Hesed Gadol, the big Hesped, because he rots and on the return trip, Marshal looking at my time, Yosef Rosik Batorah, he was teaching Torah, Umachak heals Barabim, and he was in public. The Sefer Torah Munach Lo Bechekel. Hiviyuhu, they brought him in. Vikirkuhu, they tied him up. The Sefer Torah, what is the Sefer Torah? Vikifuhu, Vichiv Leizmaros, they wrapped him up in ropes of twigs, right? Twigs? What's the moral? Shvines. They see the Behana Sa'or, they lit the fire, they see Vehviu Sefugin Shaltemer, and they brought wool, Vishram Amayan, they soaked it in water, Vinicham Alivo, they put it on his heart, Kadesh Lotehe Nishmaso Mehera. So it should die slow and agonizing. Amrulo Bito, Abba Rechabaka. I have to look at your father like this. I'm Allah. He tells her back. If I was just dying alone, that's one thing. Now that I'm dying, Sefer Torah also? Whoever's going to demand the Elbona Shal Torah, right? The shame. Whoever's going to demand that there shouldn't be shame over here, Yivakesh Elboni should also demand my shame. Amulo, Talmidav, Rebbe, Ma'atzaroeh, what do you see? Look at the Tosfos of Ma'atzaroeh. What do you see? What kind of question is that? That Tosfos, something absolutely astounding. Shahayinira be'inehem, it appeared to the Talmidim, Shahayilo liro shum davar tema, that they should see something wondrous, O Malachim, or angels, O davar acher. They knew that Rechid ibn Trajan was no ordinary person, and this was no ordinary death. So they said to themselves, there must be something here to see. Astounding hope. There must be something here to see. Inami or Bishvil, because Shayishomin Kala Othios Haparachas, they heard the letters flying up to heaven. Loha Yudon, they didn't know what that was. So we read, what's that noise? Right, what do you see over there? What's that noise? Both answers of Tosfos are absolutely astounding. They're astounding answers. Anyway, Amalahen, Rechid ibn Trajan says to them, Gilyon Nisrafin, famous line, the parchment is burning, Va'othios Parachas, but the letters are flying up to heaven. Right? So I have over here from fascinating, from Elie Wiesel. You know, he's not the most, I don't think we ever called him before in a doc, but he has an amazing vort, which is just an MS vort. What does that mean? The parchment is burning, but the letters are flying up to heaven. What does that mean? So he says like this. Thanks to him, we have accepted the fact that while the killer may kill, his victims will outlive him in our collective memory. Therefore, Whenever Jews were persecuted, we consoled ourselves with the martyr's statement, Givilin Nisrafen. Only the scrolls are burning. Only our homes, only our lives can be destroyed. Our souls and our history remain beyond the enemy's reach. Amazing, amazing statement. Amazing, amazing verse. Right? Only the letters are burning. Only the Givilin Nisrafen. For the Waxman has a whole poem about this story. One of the Shavuot CDs, the whole story is about the Vasily Ben Chaja. And it's the same idea. Rabbi Waxman and Rabbi Nelly Wiesel are a little bit of a Haruvis, but it's the same idea. Same idea. Gvilin Nisrafim, only the physical dies. The letters, the Torah, that never dies. Okay? So, Ata Pesach, listen to this one. Ata Pesach Picha, why don't you open your mouth? V'tichnat Becha Ha'esh. And let the fire go inside. As a matter of fact, this was a common occurrence in the ancient world when people were burnt at the stake. If you opened your mouth, the fires were able to enter and it would make it go faster. Which is why you can see the ancient paintings in these time periods, the mouths are always open. Always open mouth. Because it helps speed up the torture. Amalahan says, listen to this line. Mutav shiitlena mi shenesna. Let the one who gave me take me. Meaning, let Hashem do it. The al yichabel hu ba'atma. Not going to do it myself. Not going to do it to myself. Not going to kill myself. Look at Tosfos. The al yichabel atma. This Tosfos is an absolutely earth-shattering Tosfos. Ready? Amar benu tam. Hecha shiyirav. When you see pen ya'avirim ovdi kochavim la'avera. That the goyim are going to make you do an avera. If you see them coming, and you see they're going to make you do an avera, kigon, you're not going to understand. Why not? Kigon, ayu de yisurim. They're going to torture you. Shelo yucho lamod behem. You're not going to be able to withstand that torture. Oz hu mitzvah lechabel ba'atmo. It's a mitzvah to take your own life. It's a mitzvah to take your own life rather than submit to the torture that you know you can't submit to. Kiahid, the kitchen's a story over there. Gabi, you love them. Shadishbu, Lakolon, Shaytilu, Atman, Liyan. They drowned themselves because rather than go to Rome, because they knew that they won't be able to withstand it. So yesterday, Michael sent me a whole article written by Chaim Soloveitchik, with his brother, that this Tosfos, and there are other Tosfos like this, that were justifying the behavior of many people during the Crusades and all the tortures. Trying to give a little comfort to the people, you know. Don't think you're going to pay for this. And you guys are a bunch of rishayim. No, there's yeshami lishmoch. You can't submit to the torture. What are you supposed to do? Right. So it's a funny lashon to say it's a mitzvah. A mitzvah to kill yourself rather than what? A kill yourself to kill yourself. What? As a matter of fact, the Ruhr Nishol, the Torah guy, says that Masada, there's no mention of Masada in any Makar, not in the Gemara, not even in Rishonim, because it's not a Jewish thing to do. It's not one of the big three. Have to go to Rome to be a slave. It's not one of the big three. You have no right to kill yourself. Tosa says you do. Tosa says it's a mitzvah. Just to tell you, in Parshas Noah, it says in the pasuk, in Parshas Pasuk Hey, time is it? Ach et dimchem l'nafshoshechem edrosh. Ach et dimchem l'nafshoshechem edrosh. If somebody takes their own life, I will be dorish you. I will question what you're doing. This is the makar. Not just now, I'll do that. Ach et dimchem l'nafshoshechem. Says the Das of Canaan, which are also Bali Tosfos. What's Ach? So says the Tosfos, oh, well, if it's Al Kiddush Hashem, then you're allowed to. Kinani and Mishal Vazaria are allowed to. Let them give their life rather than worship of Hodazara. That you're allowed to. That's Ach. It's an exception. Right? What's another exception? Says the Das of Canaan, Bali Tosfos. Shaul Ben Kish. How can Shaul Ben Kish tell the weapons bearer to kill him? I'll give you life. What? What kind of condition is that? He's about to be killed.
He
it's not a Bodhazara, it's not Gilai Raya, and there's no Shemit Hasdam. What kind of hector is that? To kill me so I don't get cast about a Pelishtim. What kind of hector is that? Again, it's not one of the big three. Says
that the Kavim that She'im Yira Adam Shem Yathilo Yisurim Kashim,
they're going to torture you. Shelo Yuchal Lizbol, you're not going to be able to withstand it.
Palamod Binisayon,
you can't withstand that Binisayon.
Sheyuchal Lahara Betatmo,
it was his mother.
That's then Dr. Kadem says, where is it? V'yesh Sha'osrin,
others say absolutely not.
Umafarshim Kane, Yuchal, Yachal Kanani Bechaveiro, Shekharavatu Lamisa, Hamalamar, Ach, any Yachal Lahara Gatatmo.
Yeah, do that.
Yachal Kishal Shematu Atmo Lamisa, what about Shal? Talmud Lomar. Ah, where is it? Talmud Lomar. Ah, Pirish, Shane Yachal Kodat Makal,
the Shal? So says that again about something. Yeah, let's do that. You're not allowed to do that. It's an Isser. This is Dazakanim on Kunish.
What about Shal? That's Dazakanim. The Shal, Shalom, Bereshut, Chachamim, Asa.
He was wrong.
Shal was. Shalom, Bereshut, Chachamim, Asa. Shal was. When Shal's actions were against the Chachamim. You have no right to do it. I'm just pointing out that it's a machlok.
Shal was. Shal's story. The name Shal's punishment was not keeping him proper.
Right.
They don't do this, bad
I understand. I'm just telling you that Tosfos here says it's a mitzvah, but that's the Canadian Parashat is not so fair. Alright, what about Shal? Others argue that the Canadian didn't know. Shal's different because Shal's different. It was more than just I can't withstand torture. They were gonna not allow him to be a Jew. In other words, I take these guys to Rome, make them a slave, so the guy can't what you do on Saturday morning, you want to threaten, they don't care. So maybe then it's a little different. But if they're going to not even let you be Jewish, then everybody, the rush has the whole thing to revolt, then everybody could be different. In other words, another not just torture, it's also can you be Jewish. But then now you bring in a third factor, maybe Shaul, that was Shaul's reasoning. The push them, I'm not going to let you be Jewish, I'd rather die.
That's a lot of learning and keeping shop when you're
slaving. Right, I hear you. Now, famous story. Amalo Kilitz Dinuri, says the executioner, Rebbe, if I make the fire go faster, and I remove the what do you call it? The temer, the wool. Am I going to get olam haba? I'm Elohim. He says yes. He shavali, swear to me. He shav nishbalo. He swears to him. Miyad, immediately. Harbe b'shal heves. He increased the fire. And he removed the temer. And he died faster. Then a fascinating thing occurs. The executioner jumps into the fire also. Didn't have to do that. That wasn't part of the deal. And the executioner. Are prepared to come to the world to come. Bacha Rebbe cries, V'amr and says, Yesh kona olam b'sha achas, v'yesh kona olam b'kama shanam.
Some people get olam haba immediately, some people take many, many years. Again, why Rebbe cry? Why do you cry?
Right, so yesterday, Rav Aaron Cutler said, because you see the godless of 1 moment, how precious 1 moment is. I'm going to tell you a vart now. I'm going to read the whole thing inside. It's a little long. It is such an amazing vart. Such an amazing, amazing vart of what the executioner was thinking. What went on over here? The vart is from... I don't know who this person is. His name is... it's from the Machshevet Musar. From Elul. Ready for this vart? Hine. Osa HaMemuna. This executioner... He's the one who prepared the fight. Who showed it out of Rechini ben Tzadjim? He was in charge of Rechini ben Tzadjim. Who served Rechini ben Tzadjim? He birthed Rechini ben Tzadjim. Right? Rechini ben Tzadjim, holoch lamut, he's dying.
And the executioner, who made him alive?
Right? He's on the other side. He's in the fire, and I'm outside watching. The Kedusha is watching. The M King.
What possessed the executioner to ask, "Am I getting Olam Haba?" What possessed him to ask that question? A brilliant question. What on earth made the executioner say, "If I make it faster, will I get Olam Haba?" What made him say that? Good question. What made him say that?
Ela sheba oso rega, at that moment. You know what the executioner saw? Ra, he saw. Raham Amuna, Es Ha'osher, Shobichanid Ben Shadron. Osher was an aleph. He saw the praiseworthiness. He saw the greatness of Rechid Ben Shadron. Ra, Es Talhoso Alpanov. He saw the glow on Rechid Ben Shadron's face. Ra, Bechush, he saw, he felt, he saw. Shebisre Faso, that with his dying, who avor benichnas l'trachon. He's going into the palace. He saw Rechid ben Shadron entering Gan Eden. Hurrah b'chush, sha tzadikim b'misasan krum chayim. He saw the tzadikim when they're dead, they're really alive. He saw keter hu chay, v'nichnas l'chayim shal osher. He saw entering a great, wondrous life. Chayim, l'chayim shal yafa sha'achas shakoras ruch v'olam haba, yosem yikol chay olam hazeh. He saw that the life that Rechid ben Shadron is having, one moment there, is worth all the pleasure of this world. That's what the executioner thought, in one moment.
Bein im koivlo, on long koivlo. Whether there's pain or no pain, gam im hoya evlo bovad avo talosa bufano.
He was dying, he was in pain, but he felt the glow on his face.
Hurrah, he saw, Rechid ben Shadron, holach mitoch ava.
He was in ava. Rechid ben Shadron was ba'ava. Lo bought b'yisurim. He wasn't bothered by the pain.
Miskayim ba'akasav gam ki elech b'gei talmoves lo irara ki ato imadi.
He saw Rechid ben Shadron living the pasuk. Gam ki elech b'gei talmoves lo irara. I'm not afraid. Why?
Ki ato imadi. Habiru, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nimtza imi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me. Ki ato imadi. Ki Hashem is with me. Gam kishani b'kur b'kibshan eish. Even though I'm here in the kibshan eish. Ani nimtza HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where am I? I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im nisrafim kasher nimtayim im HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I'm dying with Hashem, it's impossible that I'm going to be pained. Impossible. I'm bad over here. Him rali harani usher biyoter. If there's no bad, there's only good. Gam ki elich begei talmavis loira, ani chai gam hala. I'm alive. L'chein kasher espalala v'shosukhid v'charjan alkat, shomadli sarov.
When he saw all this, he says to Rechid ben Shadron,
"She'ilu hayiti nitzav levadi hayiti doeg vayikasali.
One thing is me.
Abo achshav ani nitzav b'sevatori imi ve'ein li amal lido.
I have nothing to worry about."
Rechid ben Shadron lo halach l'saruf. He didn't go to die. Ela adarav hu halach l'kriyas tchilas hachayim.
He went to start his life. Amazing one. Rechid ben Shadron was going to start his life. His life of eternity. And the execution of Saul. It's an amazing. That's how Rebbe cried. That's how Rebbe cried. That's what he goes on to say. That's the reason Rebbe cried. He was open in one second to see the clarity, such clarity. Because then we struggle our whole life.
I don't know why. Maybe to teach you this lesson. Maybe that's why. Right? The 2,000 years later, we're learning this lesson. That could be the reason. He says,
such an amazing book. No? Such an absolutely amazing verse. It happens to be. There was nobody there except for the executioner. Ain't a chanam. He's right. It could be anybody would have seen it. Had Rebbe been there, he would have seen it too. Et ha'osher, hazeh, et ha'chaim, halalu, ra'o osa ha'mamuna. That's what the executioner saw. Hu ra ad kam hu ma'usar. He saw how treasured is it. The osa rega ha'mamuna. He's over ba'osa rega hu carnival. He was jealous. But also shahaya lo rega naki vizah bitoch tocho rega shenaki legamri. He saw the most purest moment as possible to behold. Vahavin shdafka mimenu tzarach levakesh atzachayim. The only way I'm ever going to have any life is if I join this. This is the only life worth living, says the executioner in one moment of clarity. Kilu nerol shemuna hashol galav. Ah, Rechid ben Shadron humusher vamshich lichel. He realized that Rechid ben Shadron's the one who's going to keep on living, not him. L'chein, b'kish yon haftach l'chein l'maba. Therefore he asks him, will I get this? The kivan shaylo rega naki b'zach, who kone shalom b'sha'achas b'osa rega. Ki b'emes, ain't tzarech yosem rega echad, u'may tzakadev k'delichas l'chein l'maba. All you need is that one moment of clarity. Once you have that one moment of clarity, what more do you need? V'alzeh b'cha Rebbe. That's how Rebbe cried. The Varmani says, Hine yesha kone shalom alizeh rega echad tahor. All you need is that one moment of clarity. Ukafisha osa hamamuna zacha lereka naki kazeh. He was zacha to it, the guy. Why? I don't know. Maybe he was zacha to it that we should read about. Kach gav ani yachal lezachas lezeh. I also would love to have something like that, says Rebbe. Vakach kol echad echad yachal lezachas lereka kazeh. Aval heichen lochim rega naki kazeh. Where do you find such a moment like that? How do you get such a moment? How you zacha? Rebbe chifes ba'atmos rega hazeh. Rebbe search for it. Ubacha, ain't we rega naki kazeh? I never was zacha to that, says Rebbe. I was never zacha to that. He's Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi. He compiled the Mishnah. Who chashed his atzma? Rebbe echad tara v'zach v'kana osam osamuna. He was jealous of the executioner. Rebbe was. V'alzeh hu bacha yesh kana alav b'sha'achas. Shemish Rebbe echad kazeh kvar zacha olam haba. You have a moment like that. Of course you're going to get olam haba. Aval heichel lochem et rega kazeh. Where do we get such a moment? Aval yosem rega echad hu lo da'a. What about having two moments? Didn't bother Rebbe. You know why? Ki b'zeh dai k'dei lizachas. Halavai you get one. Halavai you get one moment like that. Amazing var. No? I was reading on the plant. I was like falling off my chair. Couldn't believe there's a var like this. Right? It's an amazing, amazing var about what the executioner saw. Absolutely, absolutely astounding. Never have to finish that. Anyway. Now we only get into the good part of the daf. Bruria, the bitzu of Meir, was the daughter, was the wife of Rav Meir, Brate, the Rechini ben Trajon Hava, the daughter of the Rechini ben Trajon. Amrlo, she tells her husband Rav Meir, Zila be Milsa, do something. Diasva achasai v'kuvah shalzonis, my sister sitting in a den of ill repute, get her out of there. Right? Shakal Tarkava, the dinri, he took two, three kav of gold, of dinners, V'azal, and he goes, his Amr, Elo is Abid Boisua, if she hasn't done anything wrong in that house, then Mishabed Nita, a miracle will occur for her. E'avdi Isura, if it didn't happen, Lo is Abid Lanita, a miracle will not occur. Azal Nakat Nafshe Kechad Parsha, he went ahead and disguised himself like one of the customers of this place. Amala Hashmi'ini Li, submit yourself to me, I want to hire you. Amrlei Dishtana Ana. She says, "No, I'm my Derech Nashim now. I'm having a period now. I cannot be with you." Amalei, he tells her, "Misrachna Mirsa. I'll wait till it's over." Amrlo, so she tells her, "Mayor, Nefishin Tuva Dishpirin Minoy. There's prettier girls here than me. Right? Wait for me. Go to the pretty one." Amr, he says to himself, "Shma Minalo Avdi Isura. It's obvious. She didn't do anything wrong. Called the Asi Amr Lehelke. She said this to everybody. Azel he goes, Gabi Shomer, to the Shomer Didak, to her Shomer Amalei, Havanahili. I want to bribe you. Give me, get her out of here. Amalei, so he tells the mayor, Mistafina Mimachuta. I'm afraid from the governor. I'm going to let out one of the harlots. I'm going to let her out. The governor's going to get upset. So Amalei, Shakotak of the Dinri, take this bag of gold. Palga, Palach. One half used to keep bribing the governor, and Pabda Lahavila, the other half will be for you. Amalei, the Chishlim of it. What do I do when the half is finished? Right, when I finish bribing, when I finish all the money, what do I do? Amalei, Ema, say the following. Elaha, the mayor, Anini, the god of mayor, should save me. What that means is a big machlokas. Does mayor mean Rav Meir himself? Does it mean the god of light? A whole machlokas, what it means. And you'll be successful. Don't worry about it. Right? Says the Chidah, this is the makar, why we always, why Rav Meir is the Baal Tzedakah, the Meir Baal Tzedakah is the Tzedakah, and people that lose things always conjure up the name of Rav Meir. It's all because Rav Meir is some kind of that's what I can think of, it's a segula, some kind of merit when you mention Rav Meir's name. It works for this guy. Amalei, mi yemar dechi dahachi ikah. Who said this is going to work? Interesting verse. The Be'er Yisrael says that this is against nature, right? It's against nature. We have a cloud. Rove goes to sin, Lamita. Rove, what was the rove? But Remeir was chayish for the Mias. Remeir Shuatan is chayish for the Mias. So Remeir is chayish for the Mias. You can conjure up Remeir. Miracles don't happen to people. Well, once in a while they do. You read these stories, things, crazy things happen. Remeir is one of chayish for the Mias. So you have your hat on Remeir, you'll be fine. That's amazing. Anyway, I'll demonstrate to you it's going to work. Chaz Ahuna Kavido is this crazy wild dog. Davika Akli, Inchi, it was eating people. Shakal, Kala, Shadda Bahu. They threw something at it. Well, I don't know what a shakal is. A what? A cloud of dirt. Havika Asta, Lamechle, it got their attention. The dog came charging at them. Amra, Elaha, Demeir, Aneni. They said that phrase. Shavkua, Biavle. The dog went away. So he realized this worked. So, Ishtama Milta, Be'emalcha, the king got wind that the woman was freed. Asuka was the Kifa, he got all angry. They wanted to kill the guard. Amr, he said, Elohad Demer Adeni, Achtua. Somehow, he was saved. Somehow, the execution didn't work. Amr, my high, what's going on over here? How come this guy was spared? Amr, Lahu, Hachiavi Maisa. This was the story. The guard told over the whole story. They put the image of Remeir on the entrance to Rome. Says one of the Mepharshim over here that the guy described what Remeir looked like. They made a bust of him and they put it in the entrance to Rome. Amri called the Chazi with Partufa Hadei Laiti. Whoever looked at this face, then they should enter. In other words, they should enter with good feelings. Yom Achada Chazua. I guess the assumption Remeir was still on the run. Chazua. Rot Abasre, Rot Nikaimahu, all the Gabe Zonos. That Remeir ran into a house of ill repute because they were chasing him. That there was non-Jewish food, non-kosher food there. Tamash Baha, Umatak Baha. He stuck his finger into the pot, but he stuck his other finger to make it look like he was eating straight. Ikadami, others say, Ata Eliyahu, listen to this. Idamalek is Zona. Eliyahu Navi comes into the. He's dressed like a Zona. Kachazay, and he's hugging Remeir. You hear this? Amri, Chas Vashalom, he Remeir has it. This can't be Remeir. Remeir would never do that. So this must be someone else. Lo Havi Abed Hafi, Kum Arak Asa LaBavel. Then Remeir went to Bavel. Ikadami Mehai Maisa. Some say Remeir went to Bavel because of this story. Ikadami Mehai de Bruya. Others say he went to Babel because of the Maisa of Bruya. It's an absolutely fascinating Rashi here, what that Maisa, by the way, even though Remeir went to Babel, right, he's buried in Tiberias. But somehow, after he died, he was brought back to Tiberias to be buried. Right? Now listen to this Rashi. Ikad the Ami Misha Maisa de Bruya. Shepam Achad, one time, Liglaga al Sha'amru Chacham and Nashim Dait and Kalate, a liar. She made fun of the statement in the Gemara that Nashim Dait and Kalate. She belittled it. Bruria. So the Amar La Chayecha Sofcha Lahodos L'Divayim. You Bruria, you're going to one day agree that it's correct. But Tziva, listen to this story. The Tziva Echel Tamidav, he hired Remeir, told one of his Tamidim Linasota to test her with Dvar Aveira, to test her with an Aveira. The Mepharshim say that the guy was a strip, so it was no tithing here for this guy to go to her. And Vivtsiru Laba, and he kept pressing her to do the Aveira. Yamim Rabim Ashin Itzrasa. She finally consented. And Ukishinodala, and when she, I don't know what that means, Kishinodala, when she realized that she consented, Chonka Atma, she killed herself. The Arak Remeir Machmas Kizuva. Remeir was so battered with the whole incident that he ran away. It's an impossible Rashi. Now, I don't know where Rashi got the story from, but the Gemara says Maisa de Bruria. Is it a Medrash somewhere? Is this a legend that Rashi? It doesn't make sense, the story. The mayor was one of the Talmidim trying to seduce his own wife just to prove a point to her. She was agreeing and then she killed herself. It's a crazy story. What? This is Remeir Balanes. This is why he's called Remeir Balanes. Because he no one knows why he's called Remeir Balanes. Because he rescued his sister-in-law from a house of ill repute. You can't even tell the story over the Shabbos meeting. You know? What?
Right.
Yeah, it's by the Kinect in Tiberio. But it's clear from the Gemara, it's Mashma, maybe it is later in his life he came back. It's Mashma, they died in Bava. Mashma, doesn't say for sure. Could be when he was an old man he came back, but either way, he's buried, no child about that. He's buried in Tiberio. Again, this, yeah, a lot of. This Rashi is just an astounding Rashi also. I don't know what to make of Rashi, you know? Like, I don't know where Rashi gets it from. Maybe that Gemara there in Kedushin. I don't know. I don't remember coming across that Gemara in Kedushin. You know? We did Kedushin already. I don't know. I don't remember. But, anyway, it's over here. No. All right, we'll stop here. I know we're really behind. So from here to the bottom of the page is really like, it's actually halacha is about going to the what's it called? The stadium where they used to go and watch the gladiators. Going to the gladiators, going on a hunt to go hunt animals, and then most of tomorrow's I got it to also. I'm giving tomorrow. Michael has a bridge, have to go attend the bridge. So hopefully we'll try to start on time tomorrow. We'll catch up. It's not going to take us long to catch up. And everybody have a very, very good day.